Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah, all his life was humble. He started out making watches just to earn a living. His father said to him, stop this call of Quran, Sunnah, and Azhar companions. Stop this call or you have to leave the house because the people are speaking. Isn't this what happens sometimes in our families? The people are talking. They worry more about the people than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah is going to say. He said, the people are speaking. So, either you stop or you have to leave the house. He said, give me a few days to think about it. After a few days, he said to him, I can't stop this call. I can't stop this da'wah to Tawheed and Sunnah. This da'wah salafiyya, I can't. So he said, I had to choose living outside. He lived outside. He had a little shop. And eventually, he said, as he was riding to the shop on the bicycle, and he had a thawb on, the people would laugh, because they're not used to seeing that. He said he didn't care. Carried on with his business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his heart. Sidq ya ikhwan. Truthfulness goes a long way. Truthfulness and ikhlas goes a long way. He continued, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him that he benefited from some of the scholars there in Syria. And he used to open the Maktab al-Zahiriya, the first one to open it and the last one to close, the first one to be there and the last one to be there. So they gave him the key. If you're the first one and the last one, khalas, they gave him the key to open it and close it. So he was benefiting from the manuscripts. And from, as he himself says, manuscripts that many eyes haven't even had the ability to have even seen. Even seen. And the word he used actually, which eyes haven't even had the blessing of having kuhl to even see it. And basically, it's the expression which basically means that no eyes, many eyes haven't even seen it. And that's why he said in his Muqaddimah of Sunan Majah, he says, don't think that this Sahih, Da'if, Hassan that I'm making these rulings in this book is just like that, without research. He said, this is after 50 years of research. He mentioned in Muqaddimah of Sunan Majah, 50 years of research before I looked into these rulings. And he says many times in his books, regarding those who want to criticize him, he says many times, and I know why, and I know the reason why this individual has gone astray or has made a mistake in this matter, because I know that matter myself, and why he went down that wrong path. And I know why he's wrong, and why he's mistaken. Shaykh al-Albani rahimullah. And he continued upon that. Eventually, when he brought somebody to work with him, that individual, his assistant, said to him, there are many people making watches or working, but there are not many ulama. And I see you studying in the Maktab al-Dhahiriyya. I see you studying and researching. You know, why don't you just make me full-time in this shop? And inshallah, whatever risk we have, alhamdulillah, we share it. It's your shop, we share it. And you benefit yourself. MashaAllah, that was a good companion. And the Shaykh said that was a good idea. I took his idea and I left him in charge of the shop, because if you're busy with the dunya, what time you have for your talab al-ilm? What time you have for your akhirah? Why are you created? Is it only for dunya? Is it only for this world and gain? SubhanAllah, the Shaykh rahimahullah, he didn't spend much time in the dunya, and Allah gave him the dunya.